السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us right on the border of the blessed month of Ramadan. When the blessed month of Ramadan would come around, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the following dua. He would teach them to say, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me safe for Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي. Keep Ramadan safe for me. In other words, allow me to fully benefit from it. If I am safe and Ramadan is safe, that is another way of saying that I connect myself to Ramadan fully and I benefit from it. وَتَسَلَّمْهُ مِنِّي مُتَقَبَّلَ. And a person makes the most of Ramadan. He does a lot of a'mal. But of course, those are useless if they are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the final sentence was, وَتَسَلَّمْهُ مِنِّي مُتَقَبَّلَ. Oh Allah, take it from me in a manner that it is accepted. So this dua tells us about the importance of the month of Ramadan. There are also other months that hold virtue. Dhul-Hijjah holds virtue. Muharram, Rajab, these are the sacred months, they hold virtue. But there was no month before which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically made dua that, oh Allah, keep me in such a state that I am able to make the most of this month. So we also need to mentally prepare ourselves that I am going to make the most of Ramadan. This is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I may not get it again. Whenever an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, never let this thought come in mind that I will get many, many Ramadans as well. So you can make this dua, but always think to yourself, this may be my final Ramadan. In fact, Ramadan is a great opportunity for the small opportunity, the short opportunity, to stand for a few minutes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of salah. Something which comes 5 times a day. Ramadan comes around once a year. And we are saying for Ramadan, don't think to yourself that I will get another Ramadan. Think to yourself, this may be my last Ramadan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching was that for something as regularly reoccurring as one of the farz salah, which comes 5 times a day, his teaching for this was as well, that when you get this opportunity, then tell yourself that this may be my last salah. صَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعِينَ. That when you come to perform every single first salah, then tell yourself, perform salah as if it is going to be your last, because it may be your last. So, let us approach Ramadan with this mindset that I want to make the most of Ramadan. Now, the next thing we must understand is that to benefit from something fully, to benefit from something totally, you must understand the purpose of it. To achieve something in the right manner, you must understand the purpose of it. If you do not understand the purpose, you may make a lot of effort, but you will not necessarily achieve the purpose and achieve the what was required, what was the aim. It's just like a team step on a football field. And when the team steps on the football field in a professional game, then the aim is, the number one aim is, that we must, by the end of the game, our score must be higher than the other team's score. That is the number one aim. The number one aim is not, we must score as many goals as possible. That may come secondly, thirdly. But number one aim will be that by the end of the 90 minutes, the number on our side of the scoreboard must be higher. This is the aim. Now, instead of this aim, if a team goes with this mindset that our aim is to score as many goals as possible, And this is something that every person will say is foolish, but I'm giving this an example so we understand. So they think to themselves that the goalkeeper doesn't help in scoring goals. These people that stand near the goal, that help to defend our goal, they don't help in scoring goals. Get rid of them. Then you and I, every person will be able to say that this is something very foolish. But this has come about because they have not understood the purpose. So in the same way, in the month of Ramadan, if we don't understand the purpose of the month of Ramadan, we will make a lot of effort but not achieve what we could have achieved. So what is the purpose of the month of Ramadan? The purpose of the month of Ramadan is to acquire the quality and the nur of taqwa. The purpose of the month of Ramadan is not fasting. The purpose of the month of Ramadan is not tilawat. The purpose of the month of Ramadan is not the taraweeh. The purpose of the month of Ramadan is not giving charity, making dua. These are all means to achieve the actual purpose of Ramadan, which is acquiring taqwa. And if taqwa is already acquired, then to strengthen it. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is this nur. It is this quality that when a person acquires it, then he is able to practice upon deen very easily. In fact, it makes him practice upon deen. At the moment, we practice upon deen in manual mode. That every time there is an opportunity of to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to force ourselves. The inclination is to carry out the disobedience of Allah, and that is very strong. And we have to force ourselves to control ourselves. And this is something very praiseworthy. This is where it starts. We are the driver who is still learning to drive. So before he presses the pedal, he looks down that, am I pressing the right pedal? And before he turns the indicator to go right, he checks that, am I pressing it the right way? That is our deen condition. And what is the nur of taqwa? The nur of taqwa, the difference between the one who has the nur of taqwa and the one who doesn't, is exactly like the difference between the one who is still learning to drive and the one who is an experienced driver. The one who is an experienced driver, he can be talking to someone, having a cup of tea at the same time. And despite this, he will never miss out anything that he needs to. If the time comes to turn, he will press the indicator. Speed limit changes, his car will automatically change speed limit. It has become second nature to him. When the nur of taqwa enters a person's heart, then practicing upon deen becomes second nature. Now this doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process. Just like the person, when he learns to drive, it's a gradual process. The first lesson, for every single thing, he has reached a junction, then you know, he's been told that you must look right, you must look left. So he stops, he looks right, he looks left. Must look in the mirror, he looks in the mirror. Everything happens one at a time. He has to think through it. By the time he is on his 10th, 15th lesson, he is a bit closer to being automatic. It's happening a bit quicker. Maybe one or two of them, he doesn't have to think anymore, does the indicator go up or does it go down? After he has passed, he's even further on. But it takes a good few years before everything is automatic to the level of an experienced driver. So in the same way, if we value the month of Ramadan in the correct manner, keeping in mind the purpose, then inshallah, we will also enter automatic mode when it comes to practicing upon deen, at the very least get closer to them. The reality is one Ramadan is sufficient for a person to acquire the nur of taqwa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that is the purpose of Ramadan. But at the very least, let us approach Ramadan with this in mind, that by the end of Ramadan, practicing upon deen should be more natural to me. It should be easier to me. I should be more inclined towards doing it. I should be closer to going into total automatic practice upon deen. And that potential is there within Ramadan. If you and I do a lot of ibadah in Ramadan, but by the end of Ramadan there is no difference, then we have missed out. Because this, you do a lot of ibadah, you gain a lot of reward in the month of Ramadan. I'm not saying you haven't achieved anything. You, alhamdulillah, you've gained something, you've gained reward. But if you even go 5% further to gaining the nur of taqwa in the month of Ramadan, 5% more nur of more, there is a 5% increase of the nur of taqwa in your heart, then you are setting yourself up for life to practice upon deen. And there is a big difference between the two. One is that you give some a poor person £1,000. So he will be happy. But when the £1,000 runs out, he will be back on the street, either looking for you or someone else like you. And the other is you teach him a skill because of which he can earn for life. There is a vast difference between the two. Ramadan is for the second. That we, by benefiting correctly from the month of Ramadan, we are able to become more inclined towards deen. We have the skills, we have the nature to practice upon deen. Now, how does a person do this? So there are three simple points which are the gist of how to gain the nur of taqwa in the month of Ramadan. And really these require a bit of detail, but we will mention them in short. The first is that a person must not disobey Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan. That is goal number one. Goal number one of Ramadan is not recite as much Quran as possible. Goal number one of Ramadan is make sure I don't disobey Allah Ta'ala in these days. And if I do, then immediately repent. That is goal number one. Goal number two, don't waste a single second. Make a timetable for yourselves according to your capacity. How much time you have for work, how much time you need for sleep, how much time you need for eating. And look, where is the spare time and how can I fill it in good activities? That is goal number two. And goal number three, which is just as important as the first two, is that ideally every day, but if not every day, then once a week. So you can say four times in the month of Ramadan. Once a week, sit down, maybe on the weekend when you have more time, sit down alone and reflect upon yourself. Reflect upon what? Reflect upon what is my current deen condition. How much focus is on the hereafter, which is my real purpose, and how much focus is on the world, which is not my real purpose. How much good is, what is the percentage of good in my life compared to the percentage of evil? If I am doing something wrong, where am I going wrong? How am I going to correct it? Until a person does not ponder, then these things will not open up to him. That where am I going wrong? What am I doing wrong? What needs correcting? And this act of pondering is extremely valuable. Don't think, oh, I will have to take out time for tilawah of the Quran to ponder. What's the point of pondering and reflecting? Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he used to say that pondering for a few moments is better than a year's worth of ibadah. Is he better than a year's worth of ibadah? And someone asked, as far as I remember, it was Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, or it may have been another tabi, that we don't understand this, that pondering for a few moments is better than so much ibadah. So he explained, he said, that haven't you noticed that a person, he ponders for a few moments. As a result, he realizes his errors and he corrects himself. So he removes the disobedience of Allah from his life because of pondering. He sets a new path in life, which 1 year of ibadah hasn't managed to do for him as well. So these are three very simple points, which are the gist. In a nutshell, what a person must do in the month of Ramadan. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Utilize every single second. And number three, ponder, reflect upon his deeni condition and what he must do to change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Brother requested the masjid is already filling up. Just please fill in the spaces at the front. It will make life easier for the brothers coming afterwards.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذا
One important announcement before the khutbah. From today, Isha Salah will be at 8:15. Whether there is Tarawih today or not, Isha Salah will be at 8:15.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أتاكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha.
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. سفيد ويسر مالي. Straighten the rows. Please enjoy your heels at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave any spaces. If there are any spaces in the saf in front of you, please fill them in. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم
ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.